Part 5 from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. God's word came again to Jeremiah. God said, "Go and tell my words to my people in Jerusalem." When God is in trouble, is troubled with his people, when he has something to say, he says it. He does not remain silent, and we should be glad that he does not remain silent, even if his message does not quite suit us. God says, "I remember how you were devoted to me when you were young. I remember when we were first married and you were my bride and you loved me and you followed me everywhere. You even followed me into the very desert where there was nothing growing at all. There was no water, yet you followed me. You were holy to me. I regarded you as holy and you were holy. You were the first fruits of a mighty harvest. And anybody who was against you or who hurt you, disaster overtook them." God says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob." The whole country is being addressed here. All your clans in the house of Israel. God is for earnest here. This message is for everyone, for all his people. And he says to his people, "What did I do that caused you to turn against me? Your fathers, what fault did they find in me that they should leave me? Why did you stray far, far away from me? You have followed worthless idols, and in doing so, you have become worthless yourself." And this is the message for so many in our time today. We start off well with the Lord. We love him. We stay close to him. We read his word. We pray. We're earnest. We're full of love for him. But then somehow it all just fades away. We start finding fault, even though there is no fault. We stray. We go to places we shouldn't go. We listen to things that we shouldn't listen. And the Holy Spirit is silenced in our lives. We start following worthless things, the things of this world which are useless, and we could become like them.